This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Biden administration will now make hundreds of millions of N95 face masks available free to Americans. You'll be able to pick them up at pharmacies and health centers across the country. This, as the government's website where you can order free rapid COVID tests is up and running, although with a glitch or two. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Every website launch, in our view, comes with risk. We can't guarantee there won't be a bug or two.
Airlines around the world are changing or canceling flights heading to the U.S. because of the wrangling over the 5G rollout, even after AT&T and Verizon said they would delay launching 5G near some airports. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Whilst 5G has not created issues in certain international airports, the Federal Aviation Administration is concerned about a C-band strand of 5G that could interfere with aviation equipment. The issue appeared to particularly impact the Boeing 777, a long-range, wide-body aircraft used by carriers worldwide. Dubai-based Emirates, a key carrier for east-to-west travel, announced it would halt flights to several U.S. airports. Other airlines, such as Japan's All Nippon Airways, attempted to change aircrafts to ensure signals would not be affected.
Former President Trump says this is politically motivated. The New York Attorney General's office says its investigators have uncovered evidence that his company misled banks and tax officials to get loans and tax benefits. Investigators want to question Mr. Trump and two of his children. The court filing says state authorities haven't yet decided whether to bring a civil lawsuit. The House committee investigating the Capitol insurrection issued subpoenas to some of Donald Trump's closest advisors, including Rudy Giuliani. All of them publicly defended baseless voter fraud claims in the months after the 2020 election. This is AP News. Now to New York.
New York City's mayor says he doesn't feel safe riding the subway after saying there was a perception of fear following a woman being pushed to her death in front of a train last weekend. Police say it was an apparent unprovoked attack. Michelle Goh pushed to her death by a homeless man in the Times Square subway station Saturday morning. Later, Mayor Eric Adams saying the subways were safe. Now
we're going to make sure New Yorkers feel safe in our subway system, and they don't feel that way now. I don't feel that way when I take the train.
The latest incident came a week after the mayor and governor announced plans to boost subway policing and outreach to homeless people. Adams doubling down on that promise.
We know we have a job to do.
In recent months, there have been several instances of people being stabbed, assaulted, or shoved onto the tracks at stations in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and at Times Square. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.